and welcome to the Daily Dits podcast. I'm your host, Lauren Mitchell. It's Monday, the 20th of July. It's a brand new week, and it's a brand new week without football. Oh, I don't know how to feel. What am I going to do with myself on a random Wednesday evening, other than go to the pub? Well, on today's episode, we're saying a little bit of a goodbye to the World Cup, and we've marked the sort of World Cup final in a very special way here in Germany. And to tell us more about it, we've got station manager Jade Calloway on the pod today. Hello, Jade.
Hello. I love how bright you're managing to sound, even though we had such a late finish. You're doing an amazing job, Lauren, here.
It's called coffee.
Yeah, I've just got to the bottom of my first cup.
Hopefully, it'll start kicking in. It'll kick in at the end of the recording.
Yeah, probably.
But what an amazing day yesterday was.
It was brilliant. Something we've been working on for quite a while. Something that's a repeat of what we did last year that we thought went really well and we wanted to repeat, which was a kind of whole grand offering, a whole day for the community here, where we hired a big screen. We set it up at Athlone Barracks with the legends from Land Readiness Fleet in Senlager, Land Readiness Fleet Germany. And we delivered this open air cinema, which ended with the screening of the World Cup final. And it was so fun.
So sort of talk to me about the idea in your brain, because I know that this was done a year ago, but obviously I wasn't here. So like, what inspired this, I guess?
I think just an opportunity to bring everyone together in the community. There are some really good opportunities in Senlager Garrison as it is. There's always a bonfire night. There's always the Garrison Summer Fete. And I think we as BFBS wanted to inject another big calendar event. And we thought, what's a nice thing for people to do together in company, watching a great film? But we thought, well, if we did it again this year, and it's a World Cup year, why don't we line it up with one of the big fixtures? And it needs to be noted that we are gutted that it wasn't an England final.
Yeah, yes.
You know, we have been saying the whole time, it's coming home, it's going to be England in that final. We are gutted that we didn't get to cheer on England last night, but we were always going to screen the World Cup final, and it went to extra time, so we're all really tired.
Yes, but we've kind of been going big for the World Cup here in Germany, haven't
yeah.
we? Like, we've been running a round of 16 competition. How did that come about?
I mean, we've got these brilliant BFBS bucket hats and BFBS footballs, and we thought, what can we do that's a really fun way for people to try to bag one? And so we thought, well, the latter, it was a big World Cup this year, right?
Yeah, it was.
You know, 48 teams to start with. We thought, let's wait until it whittles down a little bit. So from the round of 16 onwards, we allocated one team to each member of our round of 16 competition. So they were like sweepstakes style representing a team. They all got allocated at random. And we had a WhatsApp chat where the voice notes were flying back and forth, great banter, and, you know, everyone was cheering on the team they got allocated. Or indeed, sometimes when it was England versus the team they got allocated. Torn allegiances, let's just say. Do you want to hear some highlights of those voice notes that I mentioned? Because it's been a lot of fun.
It has been a lot of fun.
Hola, soy Darren de la Estación de Bomberos. Me tocó España en octavos de final y espero que le ganemos a Portugal esta noche. Pero mi corazón está con Inglaterra. Vamos, España.
For those of you who don't speak Spanish, hi, it's Darren here from the fire station. I've drawn Spain for the last 16 and I hope we beat Portugal tonight. But my heart is with and will always be with England. But for tonight, come on, Spain.
So it's Nath here, Colombia's top rugby, football supporter, rooting on the Colombians as they take on the Swiss tomorrow. Looking forward to a good win, to staying sweepstake a bit longer, which would be fantastic. And when I'm rooting for them, I'll be drinking my espresso martinis, but only with Colombian coffee, as I try to learn the words quick time to the Colombian national anthem. Big up BFBS for this amazing competition. Thanks again. And look forward to the incoming results.
Absolute commiserations for my team around Paraguay. I'm absolutely devastated. I really thought that we were going to go on and take it. Not.
Lofter here. So happy that my team that I got picked out of the hat with lost. I'm probably the only person at this moment in time that is absolutely chuffed about it. I had Mexico, so glad they lost, and England progress.
Hello, hello. Jean-Mabel Donald here. Got France on the sweepstick. Yeah, roll. It's been quality football so far. Let's roll on to the next round. Monzi France. Au revoir. Bye.
Yeah, afternoon, guys. It's Dan from the fire station. I'd like to say a big thank you to Jade and Curtis and all of the BFPS team for organising this. I've never enjoyed the World Cup as much, looking at people's teams soon who's playing. Yeah, thank you very much for your efforts and time of putting this and getting organised this done. Thank you.
Hi, team. I'd just like to echo Darren's excellent analogy of this competition that was organised by Jade, by Curtis and the newcomer, Lauren. It's been brilliant. Yeah, I think in the future, if BFPS can look at future events, like, it's certainly worth looking at. Again, the look forward could be to next year, 24th of June, 25th of July, 2027, the FIFA Women's World Cup, hosted by Brazil. 32 teams, 64 games, hosted in 8 different cities. Put that in your calendar, BFPS, and then let's go for another last 16 and see how it goes next year. If it goes as well as this year, then it's worth doing. Thanks again, BFPS team. All the best. Ta-ra for now.
Oh, Jade, I'm going to miss this group chat.
I am going to miss it. I'm not leaving it.
I don't want to leave it.
I don't want to leave the group chat that we're in. Yeah, it has been so much fun. Everyone got really, really stuck into it. And yeah, just congratulating each other throughout it. And I think I love what was said there, that was like, I don't think I've ever enjoyed a World Cup as much. And it's about that community that was made around it, right?
I think so, because I was the exact same, really, because it's meant, because we've had this round of 16 competition, it's meant that I've been interested in other teams than England.
Yeah.
Which, I know that sounds really weird, but it's true, because I've been like rooting for, when certain games have been on, I've been rooting for certain people. I'm like, oh, I really hope that they win.
I think that's it. So, you know, last night, the World Cup final, you know, I was thinking, I was watching it and it's Spain v Argentina on the screen. But for me and my brain, having got to know everyone in this group chat, it's Darren from the fire section versus Arnie.
Yeah.
You know, that's what the game was for me. And congratulations to Darren, who then goes on to win the goodies that we've got for the winner of the World Cup. Round of 16 sweepstake.
It has been fantastic. It has been so good winning this competition. And I'm almost quite sad that this is all over now, because not only have I enjoyed the sort of camaraderie, the community aspect of it, but I've really enjoyed watching football and feeling like I've got the same amount of knowledge as Tom Tuchel.
I mean, some people from this last week would say that you've got more, Lauren. I mean, some people are cross with the decisions. It is what it is. How good was the third, fourth playoff as well? I think the pressure being off from England and France of, you know, not being as much pressure the game that they were playing. They played the best game of the whole tournament. It's just a shame that it wasn't the final for England.
And what a game it was!
I mean, I went to sleep, woke up, saw the score and said, what happened? Did it go to penalties? How did the score get that big?
I texted you!
I know, I woke up to a message from Lauren saying, are you watching this? So I rewatched it on Sunday.
Yeah. But obviously we said goodbye to the World Cup yesterday. That was sort of the final game. We were there on the beanbags at the open air cinema, and what a great evening it was.
It really was. Like you say, beanbags everywhere, picnic benches, everybody just in front of the screen, glued to the screen, and the kind of reactions, which you're going to see some more of, by the way, as well on the BFPS Germany socials. Keep an eye on those, because we will bring you in vision a little taster of what it was like yesterday, having everyone together to watch.
And whilst I was there, I was live linking up with Richard Wyeth, who was live across BFPS yesterday during the World Cup final, and we kept doing little link ups, and here's just some of my highlights from yesterday evening. Oh, so the atmosphere here is fantastic. A bit like you said, nothing will probably come to anything close to what I was feeling yesterday watching that England match, but at the moment it is so nice to see the community come together to watch the final of the World Cup. And it's a shame that England's not in it, but it is really nice to know that we're sort of saying goodbye to what has been a fantastic few weeks of football. And people have come out, they're getting themselves comfy. We've got dogs here, we've got camping chairs, we've got bean bags. Everybody is ready.
Sounding good, because you had an open air cinema as well, a couple of movies to watch in the build up to the World Cup final.
Yes, indeed. So we had Tom and Jerry, Forbidden Compass for the kids. Then we watched Back to the Future for the bigger kids, which I was thoroughly enjoying, to the point where people were coming up to me asking if they could come and get a snack off the BFBS stand. And I'm like, hang on, I'm watching a movie. And then I'm like, oh, wait, hang on. Yes, that's fine. No problem. And then, of course, we've sort of just said, look, we're going to put the World Cup final on. Stay if you'd like. And if anything, he's looking busier now than it did a bit earlier on. I'll tell you something, Rich. I'm very much enjoying this halftime show.
It's getting
Justin
it. I've
Bieber's
got it on the screen.
On my screen right now.
Oh,
I've just
it.
Had the Muppets playing the drums. I've been really enjoying it. And I know that when it was announced that there was going to be a halftime show, there was a little bit of controversy, but I'm not mad with this whatsoever.
We wait to see what happens in the second half. Lauren, thank you very much for joining us for now. We'll catch up with you at the end of the 90 minutes. Whether it's going extra time or not, we'll have a chat. But if it's going extra time, we'll chat. If not, well, we'll just catch up and see what's going on.
We'll catch up when that final whistle blows. I don't know if you can hear everyone's wooing because Shakira is now on the telly.
I just heard that and I thought, it's not us talking. They're cheering. It's definitely Shakira on the screen.
It's definitely Shakira.
Lauren Mitchell, what did you make of that victory for Spain in the end?
Oh, I'm buzzing. I've got Spain in the sweepstakes, so I'm over the moon.
Brilliant. Love it.
And I'm actually here with someone who has helped us organise this fantastic event. We've got John here, who is the RQMS of Athlone Barracks. Have I got that right?
Yes, that's right, yes.
Well, first things first, whilst you're here, we just want to say a massive, massive thank you for helping us put this all together. We couldn't have done it without you.
Huge team effort. I think it went very well last year. Last year went very well. This year, I think even better. Tom and Jerry nearly peaked it with a 60 people attending, but I think the World Cup, we got just above that.
We absolutely did. What did you think of the game?
Awesome. I think Spain dominated throughout. Argentina didn't really... I don't think they had a shot on target until the extra time of extra time. So I think the right people won, or the right team won. It would have been perfect if England was in that.
I mean, it would have been perfect if it was England. But
I know.
A big thank you to everybody over on Athlone Barracks that helped us make this possible.
Yeah, Land Readiness Fleet Germany have been absolute legends. They were last year. They have been again this year. I've just got back from packing down gazebos with them. You know, they were straight there this morning to... You wouldn't even know that we did something there yesterday, but it was huge at the time.
Yeah.
And it's already packed down, and that's because of all the teamwork that happened to make it so. So thank you to everybody involved in making yesterday happen, because it was really good fun.
I think, a bit like what John was saying in the voice notes, we definitely should pop the dates in the calendar to do this all again for the Women's World Cup next year.
I think so too. I think lining it up with the Women's World Cup final, which arguably England have got a better chance of being in.
Yeah.
If you look at the track record, the Lionesses dominate the sort of statistics of the 9 out of 10 semi-finals or finals that England teams have made it to. It's the Lionesses that have made it to more finals. And so I'd love to see them do a World Cup final. They've already got Euros finals under their belt and winners, but I'd love to see them do the World Cup next year. And so I think we could plan the date for that.
Oh, I think we should. I think we absolutely should. But Jade, thank you so much for joining us on the pod today. It has been so nice to chat all things Open Air Cinema, World Cup, Round of 16. I'm almost a little bit sad now.
I'm going to just go to have a nap. And
yeah.
Then we'll just start planning the next thing, Lauren. You know how it works.
Well, what else is going on across BFBS? Well, if you haven't quite had your football fix yet, don't worry. We've got you covered, because our very own George Wedlake has been chatting with one half of Badil and Skinner, David Badil, talking all things Three Lions, 30 years on, and, well, another 30 years of hurt as well, but talking all things about that iconic anthem, sharing industry secrets that have never been shared before. It's a very good episode to get your teeth sunk into. Check it out, bfbs.com/podcasts, bfbs.com/podcasts.